Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How about we sit down and we look at our annual garden? I know a lot of us, when we think of annuals, we think of flowers like impatiens. And you plant them once, you get a nice big mound of color, and that's it for the year. You grow begonias, you grow coleus, and all of the other flowers, and it makes a beautiful garden. But how about we try and plan a garden for cutting, for flowers that we can cut, bring inside our home, and enjoy them. During the month of June through October, if you have an annual garden, you should not have to go out and buy flowers from your local florist, from the supermarket. You should be able to go in your garden and cut those flowers. But a lot of us are growing flowers that are not cuttable. You cut them and they fall apart, or they don't last in a vase of water for a long period of time. So what I want you to do is take your seed catalogs and go to my website, www.paulparent.com, and click on seed catalogs. It's right there on the website, and there's a lot of them. And all of these catalogs can be either reached directly from that website, or you can order a catalog to be sent to your house, and most of them are free because they want you to order the seed. And I want you to try and make your annual or your cutting garden different. You've probably been growing the same flowers year after year after year. Yes, you're getting nice flowers, but it's time for you to expand. Time to try some new flowers that will be productive and give you color in your house. The other thing I want you to do is be aware of some of the wildflowers that are growing on the side of the road that you can add to your cut flowers. Queen Anne's lace. It grows wild every place. It can be cut. It can be added to things like snapdragons and marigolds, zinnias. And the flowers are absolutely beautiful. And did you know that if you take that Queen Anne's lace when it's young, not fully open, you know, not a 3-, 4-, 5-inch flower head, but when the flowers are just beginning to open, if you took some food coloring, you could make that Queen Anne's lace any color you wanted. So you take a little bit of blue food coloring, add it to the vase, put your Queen Anne's lace stems in it, let it stay in there for 2 or 3 hours, and it will absorb the blue dye, or the red dye, or the green dye. It won't be brilliant, but you'll see a tinge of blue or green or red to it. And it will stay in there for a long period of time. Pull them out, and then add them to the vase of your other cut flowers. And now you have created a different colored palette. You've created interests that can be used in that garden. So, for example, you've always had snapdragons. And the secret to snapdragons is to plant snapdragons early in the year because they will tolerate a cold growing season. They'll take cold weather. You put impatiens out early, they will not tolerate the cold weather. But by getting your snapdragons out early, they produce a big root system. They begin to form. And now the hard part's going to happen to you. All of a sudden, from that single snapdragon plant will come a single flower stem. And that flower stem will grow tall. But all the energy is going to that single flower, maybe two or three flower stems of your snapdragons, and you have to make a decision. Do I want multiple stems that will be shorter, or do I just want three or four stems that are going to get real tall? I'll cut them, and then late in the season, I'll have smaller stems. What I do is I want multiple. I want that plant to grow about 12 inches in diameter and give me 15 to 25 stems that will grow to be 2 to 2.5 feet tall. So what I do is I set in my snapdragons in the garden early. I pinch off the main leader. The plant will begin to spread, become thicker, produce a lot of side shoots, and by the time we get to July, I'm having multiple stalks that will get up about 2 feet tall. So I'm doubling and tripling and more the amount of stems that I can produce in my garden by pinching back. And that same technique will happen if you plant zinnias, for example. You go to the store, you buy trays or flats of zinnias. They're all in bloom. You set them in the garden. They get buds on them. But if you can say to yourself, I'm going to set back the plant by removing all of the flower buds, all of the flowers on that plant, but in the long run, the plant will be twice the size and more productive. You can't be scared to prune back a plant because all the energy is on the end of that stem and it becomes dormant. The very bud, it becomes dormant and it says, I'm the boss. You're not making any side shoots until I'm done. So if you pinch off the leader, now the side buds on that stem will compete to become the new leader, and you will have a lot more side shoots that will develop. Your plant will be thicker. It will be a lot more productive. The other thing I want you to do is use the seed catalogs and get the information off of them for the plants that will make the best cut flowers. It's all right to have a nice garden with a lot of color, but if you can't cut any of the flowers and bring them in the house and enjoy them on your table, when you're having a meal, when you're having company, you're kind of defeating the purpose. And there's a lot of wonderful varieties. There are some zinnias that are just for a bush. They give you color in your garden all year, but they don't produce the stem long enough, allowing you to cut them back. And you can buy cutting zinnias. One of my favorite is called Cut and Come Again. The name tells you, the more you cut it, it's going to keep coming back again. and there are a lot of new hybrids that will do the same thing. The snapdragons, you know, you prune them back. At the time of planting, they bush out. They become more productive. There are a lot of plants like that. Cosmos, the same thing. Plant them, pinch them back a little bit, they will continue. Larkspur, pinch them back at the time of planting, they will continue to bloom. Marigolds. Marigolds, especially the medium, the 18 to 24 inch, if you can pinch them back early, it will produce the side shoots, keep the plant actively growing, and believe me, you'll have more color than you've ever had before. But try something new. Look at the seed catalogs for ideas, and believe me, your gardens will be wonderful. Sweet peas. Sweet peas are wonderful. The colors, the texture, the shape, and they can be more productive depending on what you do at the time of planting.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Diet Club. We're trying to give you some ideas to sit back during the month of January and plan out your annual garden and your perennial gardens. Now, I love both. I love annuals because they'll bloom all year. I love perennials because when they come in bloom, they put on such a show of color that nothing can beat it. And the one family that gives me the most and the most variation in size of flowers, colors of flowers, and the season are the daisies. And you've got Coreopsis, you have Black-Eyed Susans, and you have many, many more varieties. So the planting of daisies, for me, for cutting purposes, is a must in my perennial bed. So I will plant different types of Coreopsis, and a lot of us are accustomed to the yellow, maybe yellow with some of the brown bands on them, but there are white, there are pinks, there are red varieties, and some are early blooming and some are late blooming. So you need to sit down, draw out your perennial bed, and right now you, I'm sure, can't remember when each plant came into bloom. But you need to draw it out and make a map of what that garden is. And try and plant things that are going to bloom when some perennials are finished blooming, but before others begin, so there's no gaps, so that you have color in that perennial bed all summer and into the fall season. And that's very easy to do. And there's a lot of wonderful flowers that you can cut. Plants like larkspur, plants like delphinium make wonderful cut flowers. Scabiosa. You have plants like mallow, the small flowering varieties of mallow. They'll bloom for a long time,
Bells of Ireland with the green flowers on them. But you want to give your garden variety. You want to give it different heights. So what you need to do is draw it out, then determine the daylight. Is it getting sun all day? Is it getting sun a half a day? Are your soils wet? Are your soils dry? And make that list of the size of your garden, the demands on the plant, and what you want from that garden. You could call me on Sunday morning. We'll talk it over. And then I can give you a list of plants that you can add. You don't have to add them all this year, but you see what happens during the year. And if you notice that, let's say, the month of August, that month is loaded with flowers. You're cutting, and giving them away. But in September, there's nothing. Or in July, there was nothing. Then what we need to do is to take some of the flowers that bloom during August out and put something in its place that will bloom during July. So that perennial bed is continuously giving you color starting in May, June, July, August, September, and into October. And then in October, you have things like the Montauk daisy that will give you beautiful white daisy flowers. In the spring, in May, you have also another white daisy called a Shasta daisy. And in the middle, you have Coreopsis, Black-Eyed Susans, and all kinds of different daisies, if that's what you like. If you like roses, then maybe you need to add a couple of rose plants in that perennial bed. And the roses that are going to be most productive are going to be the grandifloras and the floribundas. They produce a stem with small heads, clusters of multi-blooms. Instead of a single one big flower, you get a cluster that will last for 2 weeks or more. But thinking future.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, when you're trying to grow either annuals or perennials so that you can bring the flowers in your home, you also have to think about foliage. And some of the best foliage plants will outlast the flowers that you're bringing in. And we've kind of strayed away from some of that. A little bit of Dusty Miller. Dusty Miller will last for weeks and weeks, gives you that beautiful silvery gray foliage and makes a great foliage to mix in with cut annuals and cut perennials in your garden. Sweet potato vine. And sweet potato vine comes in all different colors and different leaf textures. And it's a vine that grows fast and will cascade from containers like whiskey barrels or window boxes. You can snip off a branch here and there, add it to a vase with your fresh cut annuals and perennials, and now you've got a long-lasting foliage with unique characteristics. And sweet potato vines, they come in green. They come in kind of a purpley, reddish color. You can buy variegated foliage, and they will last for several weeks as foliage to add to your arrangement. Licorice vine. Licorice vine comes in silver and green and bicolor. And the plant will regrow all of that missing foliage very, very quickly. And a vine-type plant, for example, how many of you have ever thought of cutting petunias as a cut flower? You've never seen it in the supermarket. Your plants tend to get bigger than they should. And then the center of the plant, there's nothing there but green leaves. But on the tips of the plants, they're loaded with flowers. What you do is you cut back some of your petunias. Cutting so that the plant can produce new growth at the base of the plant where you originally set it in. So you cut them back, clean off the stems, and I'll tell you, some stems of petunias added to a vase will last for well over a week, and you'll have beautiful petunias, something that you never even thought of adding to your arrangement. So I want you to look through the catalogs. I want you to start thinking about the long return for that garden. I don't want you to say, everything's going to come in August and that's it. I want you to have flowers in bloom at different times of the year. And I'm going to put together a list for you of annuals and perennials, and we'll put it in the newsletter. And all you have to do is go to my website, paulparent.com. You'll see newsletter. Click on it. And all you do is put your email address, and every single Thursday, we're going to send you a free newsletter, 3 articles written by me, and it's going to tell you how to change that garden. But you need to do the research. You need to choose plants that are going to give you enjoyment. There's no sense growing geraniums because they're not a good cut flower. They're good for bedding purposes. You enjoy them in the garden. As they go by, you snap off the dead bloom. A new spike will come, produce a nice big rounded ball of foliage and beautiful flowers, but they're not that good for cutting purposes. So it's January. We have time. We're going to sit back. We're going to draw the gardens out on some big paper. You can buy poster board, any Office Depot, Office Max, you name it, Walmart, Cal, you know, any of the stores, and draw out the garden on one side, and on the other side, make a list of flowers that you would like to have for color in the garden and for color inside your home. Let's work together. Let's plan out that garden. Because some plants are going to get big, and a dozen plants in the garden is more than enough, while some plants you may need 2 dozen. And it's going to depend on the colors and the height and the time of the season. And that's what we want to do during January, is to plan that garden. It's very, very easy to do, but a lot of us have never taken the time. And then if you get a little bit confused, you email me, pparent@roadrunner.com, and I'll give you some ideas of what you can use in your garden. You know, dahlias are great, but it depends on the size of the dahlia. It's a bulb that you have to store. Do you have a basement that you can store that dahlia bulb from year to year? If you don't, then it's a great flower, but you're missing the possibility that if you could bring it in, store it in your basement, you could replant it the following year. So the cost of that flower is now half price. So you paid $6, $7 for the bulb. You planted it. It grew, it flowered. And at the end of the year, after it was frosted, you had to throw it away. So it costs you $6 for one plant. If you're able to dig it, clean off the dead foliage, store it in the basement, replant it the following year, the cost of that dahlia just went down to half. You're paying $3 a year for the same bulb. And it's getting bigger. So it does pay off. But we need to think about this. And this is what I want you to do. Use the month of January to plan out your garden. If you have questions, you call me. It's a toll-free number. It's 855-660-4261. You call me between 6 and 10 every single Sunday, and we're going to work together to make the neighbors say, what the heck happened at their house? They had a little flower garden last year with a few blooms, looked like weeds, and this year, wow, look at the color. What did they do? And you can do that. It's easy. And my job is to help you to produce a more productive gardening. Now, this time of the year, let's say we get the gardens all planned. February, we have to start thinking about how to improve the quality of that soil. And if you live within 15, 20 miles of the ocean, we have a big nor'easter-type storm. When the storm is over, that beach is covered with seaweed. So you jump in the car with a whole bunch of black trash bags, you head down to the beach, and if you can find a section with a seawall where the waves have beaten the seaweed up against it, rake up that broken seaweed, fill your trash bags, bring them home, and then in the spring, after the snow melts, put 2-3 inches of that seaweed over the entire garden. If it's an annual garden, rototill that seaweed in. Seaweed is like peat moss, but it's filled with all the goodness of the ocean. You put in peat moss, it's there to retain moisture, to hold the fertilizer in place, keep the soil from becoming too clay or too sandy. But when you add seaweed from the ocean, and it's all there, it's free. Go and get it. Bring it home. And right now you may have 2 feet of snow like I do. I'm going to store it right on top of the garden in the trash bags. Then I'm going to chill it right into the annual beds, right into the vegetable garden, and in the perennial beds, I'm going to sprinkle a couple of inches over the entire bed in late March, early April, as soon as the snow is gone. This past year, the snow was gone in November and December and January and February, so that you can scratch it into the ground. It will help that soil to feed the microbes. The microbes will make more fertilizer available to the plant. Less feeding will be needed by you. Less watering will be needed by you. And your plants are going to grow a lot better. So why buy a bale of peat moss for $15 a bale when you can go down to the beach and fill as many trash bags as you can fit in your trunk and back seat, bring it home, work it in, and all of the goodness from the ocean is in that seaweed. Now, don't worry about the salt. The salt from the ocean will not hurt your planting beds. It's not the same chemical makeup as the salt that you sprinkle on your driveway, on your walkway. Mix it in, and you're going to see worms all of a sudden begin to appear. Now think about that. In your garden, when you plant your vegetables or your annuals, and you're preparing and you're digging the soil, are you finding any earthworms? Probably not, because you've been using a chemical fertilizer, 10-10-10, or a 5-10-5. It's a man-made, feeds the plants for about 30 days, maybe a little bit longer, and then it's gone. If you add compost, if you add seaweed, if you add peat moss, animal manure of any type, you're adding something that's going to make that soil retain moisture longer. It's going to encourage the earthworms to come in. And as the earthworms multiply, they make the soil better. So this year, we have to think about improving what we have. And if we can improve it with seaweed that comes up the coast and is spread all over the beach, you're doing your neighbor a favor. You're getting all that seaweed off so that they can enjoy the beach during the summer. And you're taking all that goodness, you're adding it to your garden, you're breaking up the clay, you're making a sandy soil retain moisture better. You're encouraging the microbes. You're encouraging earthworms to live in your garden to give you a better end result. It's costing you nothing. Let's do it.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm trying to get you to think a little bit about your garden. And the month of January, we're done with the holidays. The seed catalogs are coming in. It's snowing out. Hopefully where you live, you're getting some, because snow is a very important part of our garden. It helps to insulate the ground and helps to protect them when it gets cold. It's like a blanket. So snow is something that can benefit our gardens. And for example, if you have a garden and you have heath and heather, these are low-growing, very dense, very thick-growing plants. And south of Boston, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Cape Cod, there are many varieties of heaths and heathers that will bloom during the winter. But you do need a little bit of snow cover to help them when you get periods when the weather is cold. Now, this week, they're talking temperatures for where I live in Maine in the teens and single numbers. And plants that are broadleaf evergreens, ground covers, and even some of our perennials will suffer without snow cover. So the snow cover becomes a blanket. It insulates and it protects the yard. Now, the snow cover is great for plants that are sometimes borderline. For example, pyracantha. I love pyracantha. White clusters, pink clusters of flowers in the spring. The plant is covered with thorns, and then it will make orange or yellow berries that cover the plant in the late summer and fall. And pyracantha is related to the rose bush family. If you have roses, if you have pyracantha, then they should be sprayed with a good fungicide at the same time. So if you're spraying your roses every 10 days, every 2 weeks. If you're using a systemic product on your roses, and you're finding out that your pyracantha is getting black spots or yellow spots on the foliage, or your berries, instead of being beautiful, clean berries with, you know, a nice fruit on them, but instead your pyracantha berries have black or brown spots on them, it's a result of a fungus that lives on the rose and then jumps on the pyracantha. So you need to spray them or treat them at the same time. Other plants that could have a tough time if we have a harsh winter. Butterfly bush. Everybody loves butterfly bush. It will bloom all summer. And the more you remove the faded flowers, the more it blossoms. But if you have a harsh winter with a lot of heavy snow, you may have to cut them back a little bit. And don't be scared to cut them back. It will help the plant. Or even staking them. Drive a stake in the middle of the plant, wrap a piece of string, and tie the plant to that stake to prevent breakage from the weight of a heavy, wet snow. Scotch broom. My father loved scotch broom. And he had a large red and a large yellow scotch broom. But every year, I would tell him, Dad, it's 3.5 to 4 feet tall. Drive a stake. Just take one of your tomato stakes out of the garden. Drive it near the plant. And then with some rope or some string, tie the plant to that tomato stake, and that will prevent breakage during the winter. Some years he did, some years he didn't. The years he did, he had a beautiful spring with lots of color. The years he didn't, then we had breakage, and unfortunately, the plant makes a V-shaped crotch. A V-shaped crotch breaks close to the ground, and your nice 3-foot plant is now split in half, and your plant does not look the same. So there are things that you need to do.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.